people here tonight. Get done quicker. We're on the Men's Zion coming out. Is that correct? Yeah, Halach above. Towards the bottom. HaKodesh is Yevimto. Somebody who takes in his Yevama, and Hochot Taras, and the co-wife goes, Menisis Lach, marries somebody else. The name says Zoshi Islandist, and it turns out that the one who you married was an Islandist. The one who you Miyabim was an Islandist, right? So Taitim Mizem Mizeh, she's got to be get divorced from both, the Chol Drachim Eluba, and all the Chumras we throw at her, the whole Kit and Kabuto, which we had previously. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about this. So without any further ado, let's see the Gemara. Loi the Trichol Linasei El Elis Yabein. If you have any case of this sort, where the Yavama should not have gotten married Lashuk, but rather she should have been Miss Yabemis. Okay, now I'm going to tell you about where you thought the co-wife was an Islandist. Turns out she wasn't. The same thing can be true in many cases. Stam, a woman who's supposed to undergo Yibum, instead undergoes and marries Lashuk, right? So what's her status? Vizui Yivama Shinisis Blo Chalitza, that's the same status as our Mishnah, Yivama who gets married without Chalitza. So what's the status of this, such a case, generically? Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Zelchalitza Zemekayim. The husband who married her gets to keep her. Yeah, she was forbidden to him, but she was only forbidden to him as a lav, right? And that lav could be taken care of via chalitza. So therefore, the person who was supposed to have done yibum or chalitza does chalitza on her. She remains married to the person to whom she's currently married. Okay, the yavam who went that lo shuk. We don't basket that way. Or even in Pazi, Shermi Yochanan said, and this way we paskin, Tate say she's got to get divorced from the guy who married her. Rabbi Yossi Shol Rabbi Pinchos, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Pinchos, Heich Rabbi Savar, what does Rabbi hold about this? Or meaning you. How do you, Rabbi Pinchos, hold? Armalay, so he said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, I don't like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that she can remain married to the individual to whom she's married. Armalay, so he said, Chazor Becha, change your mind, renege on this. To locate, if not, on a kusav aloch zokin mamri. I'm going to write about you that you're a zokin mamri. It appears a couple of other places in Shas. Not literally zokin mamri, but that you're rebelling against the word the psak of the other chachomim. Rabbi Zvida said, Our Mishnah, masnisim seil Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah says, that is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, because it says, actually not our Mishnah, it's a Bryce which parallels our Mishnah. Teitim Mizeh Mizeh, Yivama gets married Lashuk, improperly, erroneously, has to get divorced from both the husband she now married, and she has to get Chalitza from the brother who she should have married. V'yurkimot Dvarim Bo, and she has the whole, all the chumras that you spoke about, Divi Rabbi Meir, Shem Rabbi Akiva, that's her Meir name, Rabbi Akiva. Chachorim deny that, Chachorim say, Ein Mamzer V'yivama, there's no mamzer from Yibum, so there's no mamzeris issue. But it indicates that the only one this dispute is the mamzer issue. Or they'd say, but in terms of getting divorced, you must get divorced from both the Yavam and from this husband in the marketplace. So ultimately, everybody agrees, or the Tanoim agree with Rabbi Yochanan. So I guess somebody who, it's interesting, I never thought of this when we learned this previously, this language of Zokin Mamre. But the Rambam does bring down that, and there's a famous cast of Mishnah on it, that we don't argue on previous generation in Hilchos Mamre, right? The Halachos which have to do Zokin Mamre in the Rambam. And in fact, it seems here that he was saying that the similar concept to Zokin Mamre exists if you argue on Tanoim, if you and Amora arguing on Tanoim. Not that it's actually Zokin Mamre, because after Zokin Mamre requires Sanhedrin, but it's a similar concept to Zokin Mamre. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Because of Asayfer Vita, the Sefer wrote the get and a receipt on the get. And he made a mistake. And he gave the get to the woman and the receipt to the husband. And they gave to each other. So, of course, no divorce took place, right? Because the woman gave the get to the husband and the husband gave the receipt to the wife. So ultimately, the divorce did obviously not go through. If in fact someone later down the line it comes out, the man is holding out to the get, but Shermi Yadish, the woman's holding out to the receipt. Taitim is there and we're there, so there's no divorce, right? So the same thing we said in the previous Mishnah takes place here as well. She has to get divorced from both her first husband and her second husband. The Chalatarach Melibo and all the severities which you spoke about previously apply to this woman as well. Right?
Yeah, there is a
mom's issue. Yeah, here there definitely is a mom's issue. Rabbi Lezer, Mary Lezer says it depends. He says, and we're going to pass it to Rabbi Lezer. Im al asar yotza, if this is at the time, shortly thereafter, Gemara is going to say what Imad asar means. If it's shortly thereafter, we assume that there's no hanky panky going on here, and therefore, ain't no good get, it's not valid get. Vilachazman yotza, if however this is sometime later down the line, then I raise the get. We assume that the get was a valid get. And we assume that the first husband and his ex-wife are in cahoots to play a sly deal here. And then Mars is going to explain what it is. We don't allow the first husband to cause the second husband to lose his rights over his wife, currently his wife. Okay, then Mars is going to explain what that means. Manakayamit. What does so the Gemara immediately ask? What are we talking about? In Bishrata, if it really was a mistake, after Rebelezim, even Rebelezim got to concede that there's no divorce. In Bishrata, if no mistake went on, after Rabbanim, so the rabbis also have to concede that there is a divorce, right? Elokeinukim, this is the Bistam. We don't know if a mistake occurred or not. We don't know if the sofer got mixed up or not. We don't know with any degree of certainty, okay? We don't know with certainty he did, we don't know with certainty he did not. Rabbi Lezer chashash shema lotar. Rabbi Lezer suspects that there might not be a mistake, but rather a fast one is being pulled here. Rabbanu chashashim shema tutar, and Rabbanu are assume that a mistake occurred. And the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Lezer says, im al asar yotzah, if certainly after the get was given, it turned out that the get was in the hands of the man, and the receipt in the hands of the woman, so ain't no get, it's not val get. If someone later on I raise the get, if it came out later on, we suspect that we smell a rat, then I raise the get, it's a valid get, because Shaloah Komin Arishon Labitz Chuso Shalosheni, first one cannot cause the second one to lose. It's basically a repetition of our Mishnah. But now we explain. Ezuwal Asar, what's immediately? Reb Zero Mer Achuloni Sarsov and Isarsov. If it's before she got engaged, and then she got engaged, but not yet married. She got betrothed and not yet married. So then I suspect that they made a ruse, a plot. Because the first husband wants to make sure, the woman's still going to be mutter to her first husband. Because she never had relations with the second guy, right? So therefore, he might have plotted to make sure that to get his wife, he wants to get his wife back. So since he wants to get his wife back, so therefore, he pretends that they switched the get and the receipt, but in reality it didn't occur. Okay, so we're afraid that they're plotting to renege on the divorce and allow him to take her back. That's why we say we don't believe them. Okay? So after Erusin, wait one second, I made a mistake. If it happens before Erusin, happens before Erusin, we assume it's not a mistake. Because anyway, it could just take her back. If it happens after Erusin, we assume, I made a mistake. If it happens before Erusin, we assume that there was a switch, and that divorce is not valid, because he's not. He could have just, if he wanted to remarry her, he could have just remarried her without going through this whole switcheroo business, right?
Didn't he have to remarry her? He has relations with her that for sure is...
Well, that's going to be the next Mishnah. We'll see about that. Two Mishnahs for now. But in any event, if it's before Erusin, so then I say he didn't have to, he could have done something else. The fact that it's a switch, it must be a bona fide switch. If it's after Erusin, then I say, no, he wants to get her back out of the second husband's clutches. So that's why he claims this, and therefore we don't believe him. We assume that, in fact, the Erusin was valid, and this is just a ruse on his part. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Akulis says, Omar, Achlo Nises Venises. Now, before she gets fully married to the second guy, we believe him. After she gets fully married to the second guy, we no longer believe the first husband. So the Mishnah, Masnisa, the Mishnah itself, Maseil Rabbi Zira, it says, La komin arishon la'abitz chus min hasheni. We don't allow the first one to get away with causing the second one to lose his wife. If it's after Nisuin, however, that's not going to be the ramification, because after Nisuin, that means she already had a relationship with the second guy, she can't go back to the first guy. So therefore, if it's after Nisuin already, so then it's not likely they're making it clean, because it's too late for her to get it back. For him to get her back. So therefore, it only would be an issue after the Erusin. You're not speaking the mic because I'm giving shear, and it's going to come out that you're giving shear. So I really want to record my shear. Now later we'll record your shear. Okay. So if it's before Erusin, we say the stump is a mistake, and the get was not valid. If it's after Erusin, I say no, Mistama, he wants to take her back by this ruse. Right? And therefore, we don't believe him. So after Nisuin, where we paskin, again, we believe that it was a valid mistake, because anyway, we wouldn't be able to get her back. So therefore, it must be that it actually was a mistake at that point. Okay? Says Mark, Kazal Garish is Ishto. If he wrote again to divorce his...
Excuse me, if it's after Nisuin already... Can't he claim, first husband claim, that she's an HSH, that there was no divorce, and that she's still married to him?
Yeah, according to Rabbi Lez, we don't accept. According to Rabbi Lez, yeah, we do. We accept it. That's right. The only time, according to the way it comes out, according to the only time we assume it's not a ruse, the only time we see him it is a ruse, is between Erusin and Nisuin. Not before Erusin, and not after Nisuin. That's how it comes out,
so
the conclusion.
She's an HSH, but we don't believe
her. Right. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Kazal Garish is Ishto. A guy writes to divorce his wife. V'nimlach, and then he changes his mind. He never gives her the get. The Shamar mean posim in akuna, the fact that he wrote her the get renders her unfit to guna. The Shamarim, ava bishanoslu al tanai. Forget about him writing it, but even if he gave it to her, and he gave it to her conditionally, lona al sa tanai, and the condition was not fulfilled, lo posim in akuna, she's not rendered invalid for a kuhuna. Okay? Rabbi Yochum Chen Rabbi Anai said, Ein ba mishum, it should be zihum kuhuna. There's no even disgust to kuhuna. Even though the get was written, it's not considered to be, and even given on condition, it's not considered to be anything to be pugged for kuhuna. Kohanim can marry her. Vein basim is aminosa. Basim is not rejected for Kohanim. Asa uvda, sorry, you want to come sit on my left? A case like this came from Rabbi Chia the Great. And did not make her reject it for kuna. So Rav said, why do you put yourself into the suffix? In other words, look, it's a machlokas beisharim beisil. You can't take this lightly. It's interesting because beisharim, I usually say beisharim mokom beisil eino mishnah, right? And we don't take it account. But here he's saying, you know, beisharim is no small fry. You got to take it into account. So it says, Lamara, Amar Le Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi. So he said, no, it was okay, because Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi havoi me. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was with me together on this one. And we passed on this together. But Korale, and he said concerning this, I'm not sure who said this, Rabbi Chia, who was together Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, or Rav about Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Tovim Ashnai Mina Echot. Two are better than one. It's an interesting principle in Pesach, which we do see even in modern responsa literature, that if it's a particularly weighty issue, very often a posuk will say, I don't want to paskin by my own. I want somebody else to paskin with me. Okay? Even though he theoretically holds that it's mutter, he wants there to be, you know, distribution. Okay? So that's the same idea over here. Now, out of left field, just because it's talking about kuna, Hamslas bivna, if a woman arouses herself with her son. This is obviously a son who's below 9 years old, right? So it's not real bia. So, but she just fools around with him. So Beisharim Posim Beisharim says that incestuous type of fooling around renders her posel l'kuhuna. But so much Beisharim says it's not a bia, so she's okay. Shtei noshim, lesbian relationships. Shumasado zubazu, Beishamay Poslim, I remember this from the Bavli. Do you remember this from the Bavli? Beishamay Poslim, Beishamay says that women are rendered posel lakuna, Beisol Makshirim, Beisol says they're still kosher. Okay? Might be a disgusting thing, but doesn't possible lakuna. Hamagarish Shishto, Allah Kates. Somebody divorces his wife. Veloni Mobapun Digi, and then they go to the motel afterwards. Beishamay Mena Tuchem Menoget, Tuchem Menoget. Shame Beishamay says they don't need require another get. We assume that when they went into the motel together, it was for the purpose of remarriage. Amos said, when it was true, Bismachi is Garshman and Suin, when they got divorced from a full marriage. So then we assume if they go get together, either one of two things, and the Bible speaks out something like the Ushami just glosses it over it. Either we're assuming that now when they get together again, they'll have Bia, and that'll affect the marriage, or we're assuming that the Bia, that whatever they do is from the intent of Kiddusha, right? However, Nizmodim and Nizgashim Erison, if she they just got divorced after Erison, and it's Yichamenu get, she don't need to send get, and she ain't libo gospel either, meaning that they're not going to have Bia, or even that Bia they're not going to have for the purpose of Kiddusha. Okay, so Kinsa beget kerech, and we married her with a bald get. This actually, the next Mishnah will explain. I'm not sure why the Mishnah was disincluded in this Mishnah, should be in the next Mishnah. If he married her by a bald, through a bald get, the second husband, Taitim is Elmizet, she's got to get divorced from both. Bechol Drachem Melobo, and everything we said about her previously applies to this case as well. Now, last night I grappled this and I fumbled it and was not able to deal with it when the Mishnah on the Gemara Mem Vav and Beis Mem Zayin and Ralph had a similar case. Actually, Zayin and Ralph. It said, right before the beginning of Halacha Hey. Anyway, that Gemara and the Mefarshim there are basically this Gemara over here in much greater detail, and here the Gemara makes it quite clearer. And the Karmei and Pnei Moshe's Machlokas over there is really Tupshatim here in the Gemara. Amrei Mara Mara said, Beishamai Kedatom, Beisil Kedatom, Beishamai Beisil followed in line of reasoning. Beishamai Dino Ramri Potero Demisishto Beget Yoshon, Beishamai, who says that an individual can divorce his wife with a get even after he had relations with her. The flip side of that is, Enon Dormi, they say, Eda Tsuchamino Get Cheney. They say that the bia after the get doesn't possible the get. Just like a bia after a get doesn't render a get invalid, you can still get divorced via that get. So too, if you slept with your wife after having given the divorce is still valid as well. Okay? So, Beisul, Dina Namrin, Beisul said, ain't no point to forget the Yashon. Once you have bia with your wife after having given the get, you have to write a new one from scratch. In the Dharma, they're consistent when they say over here, Tzuchem and a get training, a second get is necessary under these circumstances. Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, Beisha, that's one interpretation, Beisha, maybe so holding like the line of reasoning elsewhere. Another way of understanding that, Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Beisha, Megadato, Beisil, Gadato, how so, Beisha, Medina, Romney, Beisha, says, later on in the Masechta, Leigarish, all the Masish, Leigay, Motsubo, Erva. A person shall not divorce his wife unless he found some license. All right. We did a blot already tonight. Oh, yeah. That's nice, easy. Come on. I think we did a blot, almost a blot. Yeah. We're up to Beishamai Beisil Kedaiton, the second one over here. I was just saying how I fumbled last time Mem Zayin Rav, and really this Gemara after Halacha Tes is an explication of the Gemara Mem Zayin Rav in Halacha Dalet in much greater detail. So we're up to the second approach here. Rabbi Yosi, I'm Rabbi Yosi Rabun, about five lines down in the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosi Rabun. Rabbi Yosi Rabun says, Beishamai Kedaiton, Beisil Kedaiton. Beishamai Yoltan, Beisil followed the line of reasoning. Beishamai, you know, Beishamai, who say, a man should not divorce his wife, unless he found some licentious aspect about her conduct. They say, she's repugnant upon him. So therefore, if he, even if they go to the motel afterwards, he's not going to have relations with her. Or he's not going to want to remarry her because she's a licentious woman. He divorced her because she's licentious. So therefore, if you're going to see a get change, she doesn't require a second get, because we assume that either they didn't have bia, or if they had bia, it wasn't for the purpose of kiddushin, right? Basil Dormi, but Basil says, I feel like Dicha Tavshilo, you can divorce your wife even if she burnt your dish, so maybe you still love her at some point. I mean, you know, could be, you regret having divorced her. So therefore, we assume if you went to the motel with her, maybe you want to remarry her. Even the Amrin, they say, she's not repugnant in his eyes. And he's suspect to want to take her back. And when he goes to the motel, maybe there was a new act of kiddushin. Levio tzurcha menu get chain. That's what requires another get.
So it turns out Beis Hillel is mekil on reasons for giving a get, but he's machmir once they have bia after the get.
Right, correct. That's what happens, right. That's consistent. Correct. Okay. Hamagash is ishto. If you divorce your wife, lo tadimo, she shouldn't live you, lo bosa chotzer, not in the same courtyard, velobo, so marvely, not, it says makom, it should be marvely, nor in the same street. If the courtyard belonged to the woman, ish mefana, the man moves away. Shalish, if the courtyard belongs to the man, ish mefana, the wife moves away. Shoshneim, if it belongs to both of them, mi mefana, mi pnei mi, who leaves because of whom? So you know it's coming. Ish mefana, ish, you kick out the wife and the husband stays behind. If it's possible, they seal up a wall between the two of them, and each opens their courtyard into a respective the different mavui, right? What? When is this true? This match, so there's a little bit of a tzimis here. I'm going to learn like the Shai Torah Zitro. The two versions here in Shai Torah, it's two Pirushim here. Shai Torah, so basically puts them both into Gemara by changing the Kirsa. It says like this. First, Bamedvarim Murim, before we get to what it says here in the Gemara, Bamedvarim Murim, Bizman Shanises, is only true if she gets remarried to somebody else. Haloni says lo, right? If she doesn't get remarried, not, okay? Because the prohibition of having a relationship with your ex-wife is a relatively light one if she's not yet married to somebody else. So therefore, they make them move out from each other's vicinity under those circumstances. Now, it should be with a kohenes afilu lo nises. And with a kohenes, even if she's not yet remarried, since the issue of going to a divorcee is more severe, it's a lav. So therefore, we want them to have different entrances. Now, what it says more, by medvar morim, it also when it's true, min hanizman shenisu, or min hanizuin, when in their first marriage to each other, they had actually been married to each other and had cohabited together as man and wife. So then we're afraid they're going to fall into old patterns. Holoni su lo, but if they were not married before, so they only had Erusin, not Nisuin, and divorced from Erusin, so they're not accustomed to cohabiting, so therefore not afraid they're going to fall back into old patterns. With a Kohenes, Afilu Nisuin by Kohenes, since again, the Issa Grusha is more severe, so then even if they were not married before, they have to open other separate doors. Varusa Shibuda, and remember, in Yehuda, the Arusa would be engaged in intimate relations very often with her betrothed husband, right? That was Yehuda. They would have Yichud after Erusin. So therefore, there even after the divorce from Erusin, they also should have separate entrances, right? Hachotz Yivimto Somedil Chalitza Yivama, but never actually a relation to her. Obviously, otherwise Chalitza would not have worked. Avod Bishasaba Maimer, even though he didn't Maimer to her. Arez Lo Yifne, you don't have to have separate entrances or kick anybody out. Right, Jain Mamer Koine Kinyan Gomer, because Mimer was like Lo Nisu, that originally they didn't have, were not married to each other. Okay, now the Mishnah, the Gemara gets very, a little bit more complex. Not hard, but complex. And this is the next sugya to the other pair is much more detailed than in the Yushalmi. My impression is that by the time in Bavel, they only very rarely use the get mekushar. But in Eretz Yisrael, they use the get mekushar far more often. And the concept of get mekushar is that you fold it up. You know, we know what a get mekushar is, right? So, okay, so whatever. Okay, so I've had it so many times that we know what it is. So, get kerech. So, the halacha is on every fold you need a signature. Okay? So, get kerech, if you don't have, if it's ball, not every fold is a signature. So, before it said it's parcel. So, what do you do with it in order to makshir? Mashlim elav k'divei ben anos. According to hakom mashlim elav k'divei ben anos. Anybody can sign on the folds, even a puzzle, even a relative, even a puzzle, right? And get convicted murderers to sign. It doesn't matter. Anybody can sign. It's got to be, it can be relatives, but they have to be suitable to testify elsewhere, not psulim. Ezu get kerech, what's a ball? Get kosher kshar movement made of, wherever you have more folds. Says tithes, but tithes and folds are equivalent. Where if you have more folds, then you have witnesses. Okay? Minayel get mekushar, how do you know such concept get mekushar? I'm Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, because it says, Valkachas Sefer, it says, I took the book, and Shai Tetzro brings down, says, Zeh Pasha, that's a standard document. Vesa Chasum, the sealed, Zeh Mekushar, that's a folded get. Vesa Golui, the revealed that Pashash and Mekushar, that's the case with that's the main text which is in the Mekushar get. There's a mitzvah ve'achukim. What are the mitzvah and the chukim? So a quote from the Pasuk Yirmiyah. Chukim mitzvahs ben zeh lezeh. The laws and commands which differentiate between a regular get and a get Mekushar. Shezeh b'shnayim v'zeh b'shlosha. A regular get requires two witnesses and a get Mekushar requires three witnesses. Okay? At least three. That's the differential. Chazal differentiated that well, that way. The assumption is that it's going to need even more, right? Because you're going to fold it several times. So, at least three. Okay. Also, zemi toicho, the adim on a regular get sign on the inside. Zemi akrav get mekusher, they sign on the outside, right? Right, Bava Shem Ravi said, "Pushed eight of Rochel by a regular get, they sign across the width of the document like we do today. Mekushar eight of Larko, they sign across the length of the document. Okay, not horizontally but vertically." Rabbi said, "No, not true. They also sign horizontally. Ben Kesher Kesher Edim Choismin. Right? They sign vertically. I mean, horizontally." The way we sign, but on the back, on the folds, right. Ubilvad milamalon. And that's a critical component. It's got to be on the other side of the get. Milamalon means on the back of the get, right? So it says the Gemara, v'chash lomar shema ziyef. So it says the Gemara, well, how you know, if they don't sign in the front of the document, they only sign the back of the document, maybe it's going to be, maybe there'll be forgeries. So if they sign lengthwise, actually we assume that the way they write their signatures is supposed to go the entire length of the document, supposed to stretch it out the entire length of the document. But if they sign widthwise, horizontally, so how do you know that something wasn't added on at some point, you know, which wasn't there when they signed? So it says, before it said they sign on top, but here I think we're reversing directions. At least that's what it seems to me. The Edom don't sign on the bottom, meaning on the flip side, until they read what's in the inside. And they have to read the following on the inside. Ani plenty ben plenty mekabalei kol mashakosubo milamalon. I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, accepted by myself everything which it says on top, but here on top means on the top of the document. In other words, in the text of the document. So here top can mean three different things. Top can mean the top side document. Top can mean the bottom side document. Top can mean the top inside the document. Okay? just to confuse us all. Now, this is interesting because this is similar, actually, to what we write in our get. We write in our get, Hakol Shorev Akayim. At the end of every get, any document we write either Hakol Shorev Akayim or Kedas Moshe Bisrael. In a get Mekusher, instead of that, they'd write the following this language. Ani plenty ben plenty mekabalei kol mash kosu bo milamala. Now, the Mara is going to say, Mem, that's not often. Only a get Mekusher to use such a language, not in a regular get. Okay? But this language they'd use in a get Mekusher. Now, b'chashlam ha'shem ha'machak v'chazer v'ziyev. Says Mara, still that's sort of a problem. That after he said, wrote that, maybe they erased and wrote something else on top, improper. Now here the Gemara gets choppy. Let's cut and paste here. Let's cut and paste what it says here. Sava Rav Huna, four lines from here. So basically, Shai Teres Eretz Yisrael. Sava Rav Huna Machak Pasul Afilu Kim. Rav Huna says, if any erasure, Pasul get, even if you sustain the writing on top of the erasure and say, no, this is written by the same scribe and it's clearly, you know, the same writing, nevertheless, the erasure invalidates the get. So if you see an erasure in a get or any shtar, it invalidates the shtar. Okay? So that's not a problem of erasure. So the Mara says, well, still, there are ways of getting out of that. Now here, go back one line from where we just cut and paste. The beginning of the line says, V'chach lomar. Okay? So now the Mara has another question. V'chach lomar, shema kasa dvarim acher. Maybe he wrote other stuff. V'chazer, and he went back, and it should be, V'kasa mikubal olai. Now, it seems that it's true that a kiyam sustaining the erased area is not valid. But if the guy writes explicitly, the Gemara is assuming, if the guy writes explicitly on the erasure, mekubal alai, right? He writes at the end of the document, ani plenim ben plenim mekabal alai. What if he wrote mekubal alai also on the erasure? That should work as for that erasure, just like it works for the entire document. In that case, how are the Eidim going to know that that wasn't added on as well later on? So says when answering that, going back now two lines, Sav Rav Huna holds Mekubalai Shtei Pamim Paisuba. Says no, there's no such escape hatch. If you have Mekubalai twice in the document is possible as well. So we are never concerned that as long as it says at the end of the document Mekubalai once, and doesn't say it elsewhere in the document, and there are no signs of erasures. That's what defines a kosher gemma kosher. If there's a sign of erasure, Gornish Telfin. It can't be kosher. Even if you write Mekubalai twice. If it says Mekubalai twice, of course, that too is no good. Because you can only say once Mekubalai on the document. Okay? So again, the solution Mekubalai is specifically by gemma kosher.
What if there's an erasure and it says Mekubalai right next to the erasure? And then at the bottom again it says
Makubalai. Doesn't help. No, that's what you just said. You have to start from scratch.
Why don't you, if you cross something out,
you initial it. Right. Corner doesn't help. That's so clear. Okay? Even a regular get it might work. I don't remember. But not a get Makushar. Because they ate him around the back. That's why it doesn't work by a get Makushar. Okay? So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Late spot, they say. Rabbi Yochanan basically argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said if you married a woman with a get kereach, she's got to get divorced. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not so terrible. Rabbi Ami said, kama, it's not, shouldn't be kofin, it should be goofin. Say, interchangeable. Kama, goofin, do the how many cases? The hava, all the kum Rabbi Yochanan came from Rabbi Yochanan. The kum reish lakish. And in front of reish lakish. Vino and Amrin, so what they used to say was a get kerech, they would say, Pukva v'shalem, go out and put on more signatures, Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. I think he's asking a question. I think he'd say, but I'm not sure. You know what? I'm not sure exactly what he's doing at all. I take that back. I think what he's doing is that Rabbi Yochanan said, arguing our Mishnah. And he said when it says you have to be l'chatchila, you have to be mashlim. But the evet you get is a valid get, even if it's lacking signatures. That's what it sounds like for the Mara. I know it right, Rabbi Yochanan has to argue in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, kerech teitzei, right? But maybe the other way I could learn is that he holds a loch, he was arguing a loch test. Lacha test says, Kinsub get correct, it's same, he's out, he's out. And Lachida say no. Even after it was got, even after it was given over, if you're lacking witnesses, you can add on witnesses. Okay? In other words, as long as you have the basic two witnesses which are necessary to validate a get, later on you can add on witnesses, even a get makusha. Maybe that's what he holds. That Lachida argues on a Lacha test. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Amar Yochanan Hillel said, Masnisa b'mechusar eid echad. Now, I want to learn, I'm going to change gears ever so slightly in the next couple of lines, because I didn't like anything anybody else had to say about this. He said, Rabbi Yochanan says, our mission is Masnisa b'mechusar eid echad. It's only missing one, eid echad bilvad. Okay? Says Ubi Ovadim, where I want to take out that above. When you're missing one witness, you can be matched with. Only one, in other words, if you have missing one witness, you can use a Korav or coin the time. Come, use a puzzle. Coin the cubic, use a Korav, you can be matched with. So remember, Gemma Kusher needs how many witnesses? Three. So the Ashlama can be an invalid witness, okay? When it's one of the first three, okay? Shnayim v'shlosha l'malon. If you have two or three on top, then you can. Shnayim v'shlosha l'malon. If you have two or three witnesses on top, puzzle. You can even use a puzzle to be mashlim, whatever else you have to be mashlim. As long as you have two kosher witnesses, subsequent ones can be puzzle, right? Either the third one or beyond on the other folds. V'echad mishloisha, and I would take out the word ulamato here, v'echad mishloisha kosher, and only one of the three basic ones can Vecha Mishlosha is kosher. So the way I want to read that is that only one of the three can be a puzzle. Okay? Even though it says only one of the three is kosher, it means if one of the three is a karav or a puzzle, then the get is kosher. So in other words, from the first three, two have to be kosher ones. That's basically what it's trying to say. And once you have two kosher ones, you can add on whoever you want. But for the first three, two have to be kosher. Okay? So it says, Marabai Akitum Ritzufin. Do the two kosher ones have to be one after the other? Or that I know that obviously it's good. What if you had a kosher one, a puzzle one, and then a kosher one? Is that good? In other words, the puzzle witness came in between the two kosher witnesses. Does that work or not? Kaidamar. So it says, yes, it's okay. He undid two folds because he only had three witnesses. Is a case where the Adim signed both on the inside and the outside. So you fold it over three times or five times, whatever it was, and then the Adim signed on the outside and on the inside. So that way, you mimanavshach, you were yaitze. If it's a get makusha, you sign on the outside. If it's a get pashut, you sign on the inside. And that's the case of Chinuch Gamliel said, if you want, you can leave a get mekush. If you want, you can make a get poshut. Okay? Says more further, Rabbanan say, she'en yochel asos poshut. No, once a get becomes mekush, you can't make it a poshut anymore. It's got to remain a get mekush. Because once the even if you sign on both the inside and the outside, the fact that you signed on the outside means it's a get mekush. So therefore, in fact, if you're missing witnesses, you started with five folds, and then you only have three witnesses, you have a problem, coin Rabbanan. Because Chinuch Gamliel says you can undo it. Migo, that you could open up the whole get and make it a pashut, you can open up two folds. But Rabbanan holds, once it comes to get Makusha, there's no going back. So if you have five folds, you got to find Krovim or Psulim to fill up the rest of the folds.
It would still be Makusha with three folds.
Right?
It
seems that it doesn't matter. You're right, but it seems it doesn't matter. It seems that you need that Migo, that you could have undone it all together in order to undo two folds. But if you don't have that migo that you can undo it all together, then you can't even undo two folds. That's what he's saying. Okay? Says the Mara, Hey, Shrebi, Rabbi Adir Chanina ben Gamliel. So Rabbi asked Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, I don't understand. How can you make a posh, a mukushan to a posh? Gufa shall get mochiach in poshut vein or poshut. The text of the get is different if it's poshut or not poshut. How so? Ezu gufa shall get, what's the text of the get? Rabbi said, Kai to Amar Ravuna. It's like Ravuna said, Loilam ain.
Punch like that, my love.
Loilam ain. Loilam ain. Eidim chosin bo milamaton. Achikubo milamalon. The aim can't sign the bottom of a get makushar until they read on the bottom. I need plenty, ben plenty. I so and so, the son of so and so. Mikubala laiko machkosu bo milamalon. Right? So, Vahatani, so it says quite clear that that's the lashon of a get, and that's only lashon of get makusha. So it says the Gemara, Vahatani tovah shtaros kenu. Wait a second, didn't we learn any get? Can we remember that? So that's the tovus of any star. Doesn't say you get makusha. I might have said no. You misread that brice or whatever it is. Tovus shtaros makusharin kachu. That's only how get makushas written. So in that case, the text is different. How can you change the get makusha and the get poshut? So Rabbi Yavin says a very simple answer. He says, "I feel tame." Remember, Yavin, "I feel tame who poshut makusha." You can even poshut makusha. You can say the same text, but the only difference is makusha ma'akev. By makusha, you must write that lashon into the makusha. That I saw everything which was written that on top, right? I, the person who's giving this get. By a poshut, that's optional. Why the difference? Very simply. By a makushar, since the Adam sign on the other side, so you must have that language. That's mekubal. By a poshut, since the Adam sign on that side, so you don't need that language of mekubal. But if you wrote it, it's not kefer lach. So that's why, you can take a makushar and make a poshut, because the extra language is not, it's not in this case, it's not called mosif korea. It doesn't detract from the kashrus of the get.
Don't you even have to say before like
nechta? No, that's a shliach, not the edim. Anyway, we're not talking about that issue anymore. That would be a separate issue. But no, they don't. The shliach say funny nechta, not the edim. Says Gemara, Rabbi Acho Amar. Now this is a separate issue, actually. This is going on a case in Boa Basra. Of how many edim you need. If you want to add on to the halacha, that's okay. Meaning, pashut bishnayim, umeir bishleisha. If the pashut only requires two witnesses. But there's a minute in some place they have three. That's fine. Mekusha me'achrov, however, that's adding on to the halacha. That's being more machmir, being more mako. For example, Mekusher me'achorav. Also, this is a chumra, I guess. Mekusher me'achorav. Mekusher normally it's on the outside, right? Only minig mitoch me'achorav. If you have a minig, like Chanina Begamliel said about a case before that the enim signed both on the inside and the outside, right? So that also works as well. But in order, if you, the minig is fakert to detract, that you cannot do. Says Nisa Achav Nisa Tamar. We learned over this whole thing about Gemma Kusher here in Masechta Gittin and also Masechta Boch Basra. And here it's about Gittin and there it's about monetary documents. Isn't it right, Storitz? Isn't that redundant? No. Evetichah Mas Nisa Tamar. You needed to learn over there and you need to learn over here as well. If Nisa Achav Lotzi Tamar, if you would have just learned it here and not over there, Avin Ami would have said, Hachal Shuchemer Barai is puzzle. There we would see here, since my rise are more severe, that's why if it's mekush or it's not done properly, it's possible. But Tam and I, they shouldn't wait in b'chayim b'al rise, it's not a rise. So kush, if it's not done properly, it's nishke ferelach, right? So let it just be like you get poshut. Havtich mes near Tam, that's you have to tell me there, it's possible as well. And vice versa, we lumisani or Tam on, if it would have just said it over there, the lumisani ochum would have said it over here, Havin army would have said, Tam on, Aideshu Goyve Bapostle. There, since it's used for monetary matters, we're more stringent. Right? Because Dinim Bomna said to be much more stringent. V'ach Aideshu Enu Goyve Bapostle. Here, since it's not used to collect money, And we know a minimal get, you can write on an olive leaf. Hareh muter schod, I'm writing, all of this is just chumras, right? So I might say it's kosher even if it's not written properly, right? Have a tzurchim misnaya hocha, tzurchim misnaya tamon. That's what you have to tell me, both cases. Okay? And I go home and hear the senator.